to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
the Mighty House.
There you go. All right, I'm Rich Cowgill. Mighty House team is back. Ron's on a little road trip for a wedding this weekend, so just have to deal with the mess you left. Join us on Facebook, right? Join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com, and the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show available at mightyhouse.net on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, hashtag Mighty House. That seems kind of redundant. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Got through all that in a record time. We have now in the studio Greg Mitchell from, Greg, is it from crawlspaces.com? Or are you actually with your own company? Where did it go? Hang on. I had all my stuff here. And it just
well, it's crawlspace.com.
We actually have
it's a single space?
We actually have both the domains, so we're running with both of those domains. But what we're talking about is a product that's actually called the New Crawl Encapsulation System.
Right. That's
which
the
is
extra.
More
that's
of a,
what I was looking for. Right. So actually, so, when I – well, so, you sound like you do lots of stuff. Cause, so when I was Googling around for you, because I always have to do this when I do the newsletter – Chicago Star Building Group,
right. So
Parent
what
company?
What we have is a product line that we're developing here in Chicago that through years of experience doing a lot of crawl space work, and that's our focus, is to develop something that was way beyond anybody else's product line, and we developed something using a technology more of an industrial type product. It's a sprayed polymer, and we're able to use sprayed polymer technology to make seamless crawl space encapsulation. So that's the focus of our work. And
you've developed a system that overcomes all the shortcomings of the old school, you know, putting down a 6 mil, you know, barrier,
Fisquane,
and taping it together,
right.
And punctures, right. And everything else. And so, your solution, I think, is the best.
Right.
Absolutely the best product, best solution ever devised for
why would I want to have somebody go in my crawl space and encapsulate it all?
Well, there's one way of dealing with a crawl space is just to shut the door and try to forget about it, right?
Yep.
And in the construction industry, if you're really doing your work as a remodeler or just even as a homeowner, you're going to want to know every aspect of your house, and that's one area for sure that gets neglected and gets ignored, but there is
a
mass amount of problems that you can run into.
Oh, my gosh.
In particular, lately we've been seeing more and more rotted, you know, beams and sill plates,
mm-hmm.
and lots of water issues and condensation problems.
Probably radon.
There's a radon issue.
Well, that's another,
back to
and
the,
that's another.
That just goes back to the first
system.
Hour,
right?
So another advantage of your system is that it's totally encapsulated; it's
right.
vapor proof,
right.
And so you
right.
can keep radon out and
it,
then
it can
passively
help.
Vent it.
Definitely, it can help. So mm-hmm. we've got it so that you know that what you're going back to that idea of the of any other previous type of system. We've got plastics, the plastic sheeting, and it could be 6 mil. It can be up to 22 mil. I've
sure.
seen everybody with you know ripstop materials in it. Ultimately, the biggest problem there is how to seam it together, how to keep it together and keep that vapor from escaping around the edges, and how do you connect this to concrete or to footings?
That's the other part of your system.
Or anything else, right? So we're actually using spray technology, which is similar to spray foam, where we're able to spray these two components and create a polymer at the moment that we spray it, as it's joining our pre-made liners. So we have custom-made liners for each individual home made with the polyurea product, and then we spray to itself, making it seamless, or spraying to a foundation or to a footing or a pipe, and we can create a completely sealed system.
Right, that, and you're basically going in and templating the area to some
right,
degree, right?
Right, yeah.
Then you're making the product custom for that
at
application
shop, right,
at your shop.
Yep.
Bringing the pieces back in, a bit of origami involved, right?
Right.
Coming back in, and instead of seaming this together with just a, you know, we've seen a lot of these crawl spaces done where they come in and they charge, there's some big companies out there that charge you a lot of money to basically take the same tape I use to shrink wrap my boat every year,
right?
Okay, and throw it away, and that's what they seam it with. This is a totally different animal.
Yeah, this is, there's also other options that are out there that are a little bit more particular to Chicago. Chicagoland is pouring concrete floors as well. That's the other option. And I used to do that type of work.
Sure, you've done that for me in the past.
Right, until we discovered this product and started experimenting, and it just went from there. It's just a fantastic option. Makes sense in almost every circumstance. So,
but let's go back to
you're doing an actual membrane and then coating it with your polymer.
So we have we buy a geotextile that's a fairly large roll, and we ship it into my facility, and we're able to make it there to custom size these products, the liners, and then we just roll them up and take them to a job, and then unroll them and put them into place, cut them perfectly, and then we're able to continue to spray this two-part polymer and make this thing entirely seamless. And it's extremely robust. I mean, the products that we make here,
it's close to bulletproof.
For example.
Okay, so we're talking with Greg Mitchell from crawlspace.com, and it's about a different way to encapsulate your crawl space. So, like Ian says, we've all seen, hell, I did mine with just the 6 mil poly, you know, the poly sheets.
One trip down there to service something, and it's completely punctured.
Sure. Exactly. So, Greg here's got a better product, better way of doing this, you know. So, go ahead, Greg. And
the
stuff that you've got a pumpkin there that.
We did this as a prop for we talked to home inspectors as well at their meetings, and one of the things I made was a year ago that I just took a pumpkin I bought, instead of carving it into a jack-o'-lantern, I decided to spray it, and I sprayed it in my shop with the same
seemed like a good idea at the
same
time
materials that we have, and quite honestly, this has been in the back of my pickup truck every single day since then. And it's withstood concrete being thrown on it. It's withstood lumber and garbage every day.
Yep.
And quite frankly, here I'm going to drop it on the concrete floor, and it's the same as the day I sprayed it.
Right. Could I puncture it?
Eventually, you could. Yeah, if you took a sharp object, you could puncture through.
I forgot to tell you.
There's probably a chance it could make it on your list of 12 if it's been rolling around in the back of his truck for a year.
Right.
You know, and I forgot to mention. Now, Greg, have you met Robbie?
No. Just now.
Okay. Well, you like Robbie's obsessed with pornography. I just wanted to introduce you properly.
Why would you say something like that?
Well, you're not.
I'm not.
Oh. She's right. Not obsessed with pornography, Greg. I apologize. I digress.
Why would you say that?
It's all right.
Oh, I'm just teasing you.
You were.
That's it. No. I totally took us off the rails.
Yeah, okay. Let me just back that up.
Well, I didn't. You guys, we started the whole segment. We started the whole segment, and we never properly introduced the two of you.
Oh, I thought you were saying we started the whole segment without talking about pornography, so you had to bring it in. No.
Well, you did.
Organized.
We did start the whole segment without talking.
Every home I'm in, I find pornography.
Oh, I see.
But what makes her that way, she keeps that stuff. Everything else gets thrown away.
It could become valuable. We've come across it in crawl spaces.
We found
some probably very collectible items like that.
I took it off the rails.
They're not.
No.
But back to, so like you said, you can puncture with a sharp object, but you cannot tear it. I mean, you could not take your hands and tear that.
Going back to organization, it's a fantastic storage area.
That's another thing.
So we actually create these spaces. It might be gravel now. It could be a jump-up crawl space that's a little easier to get to if you want to reach over and put boxes and whatnot up in there.
So are these like under a house? Because when I picture crawl space, I think of under.
Imagine crawling that dirty, nasty, damp, I mean, and then you got mold problems, mildew problems, insects, rodents.
Rodents. Yeah.
I mean, you name the crawl space.
A lot of people say crawl space to me. They're like, oh, go in the crawl space. And
it's
like,
pretty scary. There's even a horror movie. named crawl space.
Like
I haven't seen it yet.
It's like a room in someone's house. Like there'll be a latch door, and I'll go in. They'll call that the crawl space.
Yep.
But so, it's clean.
Well, on a split level, that
can be clean. But most of the things that we see that Ian would see is going to be just a mess because it's ignored entirely, and it's built in the wrong way because they're building back in the 40s and the 50s. It's the idea of venting a crawl space with outside air.
Even crawl spaces in the 80s and 90s,
absolutely.
I've seen them.
It's still code.
They're totally wrong.
Yes, there's something funny about all of this. But to encapsulate means a big...
A break is coming up.
Yep. Okay, we got to take a break. Yep, when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Yeah, we'll carry this on. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. Chance to win them cleaning products. You are listening to Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline at 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at MrFloor.com. Awesome. And Ron is off this week, so we've got Ian Snook from Accurate Remodeling in the studio. If you want to reach out to him, good luck. He only has a phone. He doesn't do internet or anything.
Take that.
You can Robbie at MightyHouse.net, and I will get you in touch with Ian.
All right. And we also have in the studio Greg Mitchell from crawlspace.com. We're talking about his new product, his new crawl.
That's right.
Yep. It's seamless crawl
space. Basically,
system.
It's crawl. Yeah. Seamless crawl space encapsulation.
Yep.
Now, does that create sub slab pressurization when you seamlessly fill in your crawl space?
So, sub slab depressurization?
No, it would be pressurized then. You would build up pressure below that, so you'd have to put in a radon.
Well, you guys do passive radon.
Necessarily. We do pass what's called passive radon, and there's other ideas that we have that we're going to work on that area. But, we'll set it up for an active mitigation system. We don't do those, but we'll set it up that way and tee in some under slab or under liner depressurization.
And Robbie, I see you got your hand up, so... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rob. What do you got?
Okay, we're beating the dead horse thing. So are people saying the wrong term? And I'm sorry, but I want to get this straight. You're saying a crawl space is under the house. When I'm in homes, on the inside of the house, sometimes there's a door that I go in on the inside of the house.
Right. It can be all sorts of different ways. A split-level home or a tri-level, it's going to be a door. So you're underneath the kitchen, living room. That you know
but
how
it may
that,
be elevated.
Three levels to a tri-level
so
or,
I'm not
or split
outside.
Level.
I'm inside.
Yes, you can be inside to get to the crawl space. It's instead of a basement or a slab. So you've got a space that might be 2 or 3 or 4 feet in height. So it makes a very confined storage area, but it is. If it's well lit, which we can do as well, flip a switch and you've got a fantastic storage room that might be the biggest room, square feet wise, in the whole house.
Okay.
So storage, absolutely.
Got it. Just want
to
make
but
sure
again, it has to be addressed first. And you can only put in there what will fit through the door. I know my
one house
in Oak Forest, that house, the scuttle was like 20 by 20. I barely got my
So you can there. You can, of course, remodel that and make that a little bit bigger.
Right,
depending on how much you want to invest into it. But the key here is that having a dirt, gravel, or even concrete crawl space has moisture problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a whole list, as Ian just said, of problems. And so it's something that a homeowner... A home inspector, that's for sure, shouldn't be ignoring when they either own the home.
Yeah, they
or
usually
doing
just get a quick look over. I got to tell you, with crawl spaces, nobody wants to go in them.
Right.
They're usually nasty.
Nor do
they're
I.
full of cobwebs. So the home inspector comes out, right? What does he do? He shines a flashlight down there. He looks. He goes around 360 degrees.
Ew.
If he goes 4 feet, I'm telling you, that's 2 feet more than most guys.
Yep.
And they take a quick spin around. They say, yep, looks good. Looks good here. No rot, no standing water, blah, blah, blah.
Needs a new vapor barrier or something. Very, very simple and very simplistic.
Now, you guys also incorporate a sump pump, so you're also taking care of
rainwater. There's going to be waterproofing. engineering, especially here, to deal with.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right. So we're also incorporating a sump pit into this whole system.
It certainly can be, and we use special lids that we're able to use our sprayed polymer to make a perfectly sealed
lid
as well.
Exactly, so you've got an outside and inside out pool liner almost.
Yeah, very close, but probably stronger than that.
Right, it actually is stronger than pool liner.
So what we're looking
at... I think that's the problem. Most people don't realize how much nasties, you know, how much damage to their house. You know, your older home, the floor joists are sagging, and they're sagging, and you're speeding up that process because of excess humidity.
You got it.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can address by encapsulating that, that crawl space.
Well, so you look at that high humidity level, and like you said, so you get these houses. I just looked at one maybe 2 months ago, right, and the house was sagging tremendously. Now, it was sagging, not necessarily because it was underbuilt. It was 90% humidity. It had been that way for years, and that damp lumber had gotten so soft, it had just started sagging the house
out. Dry rot.
Right. Exactly. Right. Then you've got plywood problems, right? So now you start to lose the lamination of older plywoods, and you know, the humidity is just the killer.
Coupling.
And the other thing is, you know, you see these spaces. The original concept was, hey, we're going to give outside air, we're going to insulate the underside of your floor, and we're going to let it breathe. That is the wrong approach. We have proven
that's where I was just going to head with that, is that in those days when we didn't do vapor barriers and it was dirt or stone down there, you had crawl space vents, and that was to allow that moisture and humidity, fumes, gas, whatever, out. Now, the other problem was the majority of these homes also had a counterflow furnace, and the ductwork ran through that crawl space.
That was the other thing I was getting at. It's all rusty.
So now, in the winter, it's 10 below zero outside. You're allowing that dry air, so your crawl space is now dry, but your ductwork is now at 5 degrees, if you're lucky, and you're trying to heat your house. So by encapsulating that, you can cover all the vents. You're off gas. You know what I mean. You're not allowing the humidity in. You can insulate. It now becomes conditioned space. I mean, there's so many upsides.
Well, I think that's the objective there, Rich. You're hitting it because you guys look to condition the space.
Right. There's an energy aspect to this, and we were definitely able to save people on energy bills, both heating and cooling, because the effect of an air conditioner trying to beat those vents, it's just not a good scenario.
So I moved down to Florida, and we just do the same thing. We're just as stupid. You know, the attic is in the summer. Attic is the hottest spot. So guess where we put all the air handlers and ductwork? Let's run them through the attic. That's 120 degrees. And by the way, I'd like my house at 78 or 75.
Right.
It's like
Florida, they're spray foaming the roof deck and making the whole attic area like an encapsulated space as well, conditioned airspace.
Yeah.
So that's part of our system as well, is that we do use spray foam, and we use it sparingly, but we use it up in the sill box area. We close those outside air vents, and we spray down. It's kind of a hybrid insulation system, but we're trying to encapsulate the wall at the same time as insulate the wall all the way around from the temperatures outside.
And that's another huge, huge advantage is the box sills, because people just don't realize that a majority of your losses are through the sill, and they wonder why the floors are cold or right at the exterior perimeter of the walls.
Right.
And you shoot that with an infrared camera, you'd just be shocked at how much loss you're getting through there and the difference in comfort level. So this is a really something that's been really well thought out, and it's a whole approach. It's not just one component.
Right.
It's a true approach. That's what I like so much about your system, Greg. You're the only guy in all the years we've been doing this business that has really thought out a system that is a start to finish, and it's a solution. This is a
multi-purpose idea that hits on really big issues.
Yeah.
You know, Robbie?
Right. Yes.
Robbie, this new crawl system is
the
fantastic.
Big question?
How much?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to know.
Affordable. It really depends on the size. There's so many different conditions. It's really hard to know. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be more aggressive than a concrete floor system. And like Ian said, some of the bigger waterproofing companies have very high price tags. We're going to beat that, and we're going to be far superior. We put a lifetime warranty on these products. There's no issue. We could take a sledgehammer onto my liners and pound on it, and you're not
try and break open that there.
And these seams, going back to the way we join it, without the tape on that plastic, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is. Well, and here's the thing. I think people need to look at it. Is it inexpensive? No. Is it of value? Why, yes, it is. And I'm going to give you a good example. You can go out and you can go buy a $99 faucet at Home Depot, and you can spend $250 on one from Kohler. Now, you think that $99 faucet's a better deal? I'm telling you right now that the margin on that $99 faucet is three times what it is on the $250 faucet. So what I'm saying is these big companies that do this lining, the margins that they are working with are huge, because what they're giving you is not a good value for what they charge. What you're charging, although it's expensive, is worked on a much tighter margin, and you're getting a lot more value out of that system. There is no question.
I have to jump in there. We're not going to be more expensive than these other competitors. I don't think so.
You think you'd be at the same price?
I think I'll be at the same. We'll work it out.
Yeah, I would
I think one of the bigger problems
is marginally.
Right.
I think the problem is, though, is like we do this stuff all the time, and you're trying to educate the public, and because it's their crawl space, they don't see it, they don't live in it, they don't care. Right. It's why would I bother?
So to hit on that point, sorry, one thing that I try to tell people, why bother with your crawl space? Can you imagine if you had a staircase walking down into an 8-foot crawl space, and that crawl space was, you know, polluted with junk laying all over the floor, molding, and the water, you're stepping in wet ground and kicking gravel around and looking at that mess.
Right. If your basement looked the same way your crawl space did, you would have something done about it.
It would be like it would be posted as unoccupiable.
Right.
You know, the house would be 100% shut down. But that's a crawl space. It's a funny world.
Now, this is a piece of your liner, right?
We
got a piece here in the studio. Pick it up.
Now, that's
Sure.
Not that our listeners can see it, but we're kind of viewing this scrim that he's got here.
No, on the radio they can't.
That's right.
So if everybody on the radio could look at this part right here, this is part of the seam where it's been joined with two pieces of the pre-made custom
size liner. So it's kind of stitched together, like you said, with this geotextile product. And then what happens with this spray system is that it becomes monolithic. And that's really the key to success, is that it's a monolithic piece.
Right, does that have a radiant barrier on it? Or
monolithic,
is it just
one continuous solid.
Yeah.
And does that have a radiant barrier?
There is a reflective barrier on the wall. So we're using a combination of spray foam and reflective insulation on the walls.
Nice.
And sill boxes,
Gotcha. Nice. Yeah, so that's the other thing I like with this thing is that because of the products, the different way you can bond these different materials, and then you can finish it off, like you said, with the spray foam.
Continue to spray it on site.
And this and the other thing that I've found as an advantage, so go into any crawl space where they do it, they'll take the plastic and they will tape it. They will use roll after roll of tape going around and around and around all these odd shaped, you know, cutouts, and maybe it's pilings or footings. Or
wooden post.
I mean, how many wraps of tape do you have to put around a post? Whereas this, you spray it, it takes the contour. It's just like spraying foam.
It is.
And it takes the exact perfect contour of whatever. Right. I could spray around this microphone stand and it would take
it. We could.
Just like a pumpkin.
Yes.
Like a pumpkin. Exactly.
There is a lot of skill involved. It takes a while to figure this out and how to do it. But part of the business that we have now is to be a manufacturer of these products in order for other contractors and even individuals like you to do an install, and we could come in and do the final spraying or something. So there's different ways of doing this business.
Is your poly the product you're spraying, is that a non-VOC or low?
Right, zero VOC. Yeah, the poly.
So the house doesn't reek.
No solvents.
You know.
There's a bit of a new car thing. It is a plastic, so we are making plastics, but.
It's a great product. I mean, this new crawl system, and you know, again, it's crawlspace.com. You can find it. You can look into this new crawl, system. I'm trying to remember exactly how you term it.
Seamless encapsulation. Seamless. I mean, it's seamless is the key word because it really is. And perfect. Okay. Our slogan is. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, Greg. Right. You've been a great guest.
Crawlspace.com. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
when we get back, we're going to be taking more calls. Give us a call at 877-711-5611. Your chance to win this for TV products.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
Boom. Podcast. The previous show is available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of credit union membership in your community. If you want to know what's going to happen on this show every week, you should sign up for the newsletter. Go to mightyhouse.net, click on contact page, just fill a first, last name, and your email. Click on submit, boom, done. You'll have links to like crawlspace.com, or you'd have the phone number for Accurate Remodeling, you know, so you could talk to some of these peoples. So we have Ian Snook in the studio today taking Ron's place. Thank you, Ian, for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Some big shoes to fill here. I don't know if I'm quite as riveting as Mr. Cowgill or Ron Cowgill.
You have to giggle.
I'm still amazed that you guys have the same name. That just blows me away to this day. It's uncanny.
I know, and I refuse to go on to Ancestry.com to find out he is my brother or cousin.
Well, you know what's funny? I saw, so when Ron and I worked together, everybody thought we were brothers. Everybody said, oh, you guys are brothers. And I saw a picture of Ron from, I don't know, a few years back, and he had had a beard.
You mean with hair?
And mustache. Yeah, well, a little bit. And and I didn't have a beard years ago, and I saw this picture of him. It's like a doppelganger. I'm not making this up. I had this picture. I don't remember where I came across it, or it was on the internet, and my wife thought it was me, and I thought it was me, and we looked at it closer, and it was Ron. I kid you not.
No way.
I'm not making that up. I'll have to show you the picture.
Please.
I didn't recognize myself in the picture for a second.
So, you know, every mother loves to treat their children well, and they love to tell you that you're one in a million.
My parents
never
told me
that. Which means in China there's a million just like you.
Anyway, I'd like to see that picture. We can get back to, we only hit one of the germiest places.
We only hit one of the top 12, was it?
Yeah, and it's okay. A list.
Are you sure the pumpkin wasn't on that list? Because it's been rolling around in his truck for a year.
We'll go through these.
I wouldn't lick it.
We'll go through these a little quicker, okay? Hand dryers.
Hand dryers?
Hand dryers in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And this is, according to somebody, the dryer is sucking up air. Where's the air coming from?
Yeah,
it
does.
Is it vented outside, or is it coming from?
I think it usually takes it from the room itself.
Takes it from the room itself. Also, when you're flushing the toilet, it sprays, and depending on
so you get some small vapor
some
or
vaporized
something
stuff.
Like that.
Yes.
It's always so good you when turn the on engineers that come in and say, talk into the mic.
You turn on the hand dryer, and all the splatter that was in the hand dryer is now being pushed onto your hands. All of the air from the room is circulating, and that's just being pushed.
I never worried about any of this stuff before, and now I have to worry about it.
And I'm not saying
thank you for adding to my stress
level. I'm just
having
people. I have juvenile Alzheimer's. I won't remember this in 2 hours.
What's that?
What's that? That's funny. Okay, so we were talking about restaurants, the menu. So it's the menu that everybody's touching. Nobody's washing down the menu.
Have you ever gone to a place where it's not even clean? Like, it's got splatter all over.
It's
like
disgusting.
You know, you're talking about maybe bacterial levels if it was a clean looking menu.
Yeah.
But no, you go to some places and they hand you a menu and you're like,
you need to keep out of Denny's. I'm probably going to be sued for that, aren't I now? Maybe you could just dump that. You know, it's like Oprah telling people not to eat beef, and then she's sued by the beef industry. So I just said, stay out of Denny's. So now I'm going
to
be sued.
Yeah, but people listen to her. Nobody really listens.
They're not going to sue you for loss of it. I don't think you're going to have enough influence over the masses.
Wow.
For them to I'm not trying to hurt your feelings with that, but Oprah Winfrey has a little more pull than
just
you
saying.
Do. And she won that case anyway.
I don't think we're over 5,000 watts anyway.
Didn't she win that case?
Anyway, so after you order, yes, she did. Then you go and wash your hands after you order. And don't ever, put your silverware on the menu.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you're rethinking everything that you know.
No, not even a little.
Okay. Okay. Water
I'm healthy
fountain.
As a horse.
Water fountain. Take a drink out of a water fountain.
Those always do make me nervous a little bit.
I know. Have you
They're probably clean, though.
No. Have you ever seen anyone
I don't put my mouth over the thing. I just wait for the little stream of water to come up.
Right.
I mean, if you're putting your mouth over
you're
the top of the tap,
you're not putting your mouth over it, but some kid is, and there's
slobbering all over it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I wait for the water to come out and let it run for a second. That's not really doing anything.
And it's the knob that's actually all contaminated.
Yeah, the button that you push?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
So
I like the foot stomping ones.
Right, or they have the ones with like the large thing about hip high, so you just hit it with your
head. I mean, I don't know. It's just like all this, like, you know, throw this away, don't use that, wear gloves, all right. this. And then we're worried about the environment at the same time. It's like, which yes. is it, man? Somebody pick something, will they?
Right. And
I
again,
mean, really, I mean, you know, I'm pick just, a cause and just roll with it, okay?
Well, that's the problem. There's so many causes.
I'm just throwing this out. Okay, soap dispensers in the restroom.
Oh, my God. So now I need the soap, but I can't touch the friggin' soap dispenser.
You can,
I
mean,
well, that's why we got the electric ones.
You can
ones.
Touch now, the soap dispenser.
All right,
dispenser.
I've got a solution for everything. I'm going to buy a stick, a sanitary stick, and everything I do, I'm going to do it with the stick. I'm not going to use my
well,
hands
wait.
For anything.
Wait. If it was your own stick, would you call it a selfie stick and you could do everything with it?
I'm telling you, I'm going to push the button on the water's fountain. I'm going to pick up my lime with the stick. Everything I do with the stick,
could,
and it's going to have a little poker on the end
out.
Of it.
Then you can hold your phone out in front of you and take pictures.
It's going to have a little poker on the end of it, so I don't have to touch anything anymore.
And it has to have that stuff where it has whatever chemical on there that kills germs, like silver. Don't they say silver?
Silver, yeah.
Yeah,
Cooper's
so it's
oxide.
Coated with silver.
All right,
silver.
What else do I have to be terrified
okay,
of?
So
does,
when you use the soap dispenser, yes, your hand is getting gross, but make sure you wash for 20
seconds.
What
else do I have to be in fear of?
Take your selfie stick
and
press the elevator buttons when you're in an elevator.
I mean, we have to live on a planet with other people. Do we really have to live in all this fear of germs?
I'm just educating.
I mean, I'm not licking the elevator. I'm not pushing the button with my tongue.
Anymore.
Anymore.
Any less, for that matter.
I like that. That's
okay.
Good.
when you're in a hotel room, and I have heard of people who do this, they bring like a...
Their own sheets?
No, the
socks?
Sheets are clean. It's the blankets, the comforters, the throw stuff, the what do you call the...
The duvet.
Oh, that's the stuff I put on the floor right away.
Yes, that's what I do. I pick it up like this and I put it on the floor because those things are never
cleaned.
Well,
I don't do it like that. I just grab it and toss it. I don't really get
those things are never, ever cleaned. There are some.
Can you buy a machine? Can you buy a machine that just produces radiation and just kills everything off in the room real quick before you get in there?
I have to think of the name of the hotel that washes.
Just there you go, ozone machine.
Every time.
Yes, I always put it in the room the day before I get there.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'd like to rent this room for one extra day so I can place my ozone machine in it.
Hotel that washes their comforters. There is one, and I state it all the time, but I can't think of it.
That washes all their comforters? Why?
Every
do not
time.
All hotels wash their comforters every time?
No.
Oh, I bet they rarely wash them.
They do. There's one hotel chain that does, and I can't think of it.
Oh, I'm sure there's more than one.
I mean, what's,
it's making me
what's
nuts
the problem?
Now,
I don't even
I
wash my own comforter.
All the time. Okay, so anyway, I know
and mine's
people,
probably got fecal matter on it because the dog's always on the bed.
The majority of hotel chains.
I'm glad you threw the dog in there, Rich. I was concerned with where that was headed.
The majority of
You're
hotel
not that old
chains
yet.
Do not change their bedspreads or duvets regularly. The norm is to change them 4 times per year.
What?
The duvets,
well, that's
right.
Twice
right.
as often as they change the
what number? What number are we on? We should be doing this like a Letterman list.
Oh,
what's
wow.
the next one down the line?
Okay, dang, it's making me really mad. I love this hotel chain, and they wash it every time, and I can't think of it. So,
what else do I have to live in fear of? Come
so on. What they say is some people come in with the Clorox wipes, and they wipe down the TV remote.
That's real.
They wipe down the phone,
yeah.
the lamp switch by the next to your bed.
Oh,
do you ever
God.
Think about that?
You know what? If I have to leave my house with a set of Clorox wipes everywhere I go, I'm gonna seek psychiatric help.
I think it's just old school. And I same with you. I don't worry about that stuff. I mean, I don't go out of way.
If my immune system was compromised, or I was elderly, or I had some thing, then I could see the concern of it. You know.
I thought you were elderly.
Well, I just feel elderly.
Okay.
That's from being in construction since I was 14 years old.
That's what I always tell people. It's not the years, it's the miles.
Oh, it's definitely the mileage. I mean, listen, I'm two inches shorter thanks to Ron and working for him. That guy will carry anything. Give him a Volkswagen, he'll pick it up.
He will.
He's a bull.
So a lot of people will bring a Ziploc bag with them when they travel to put, if they're going to use the remote a lot, put the remote in the Ziploc bag and then press the buttons through the
question.
Through the Ziploc
That's
bag.
That's just
question.
Silly.
Do these people like live in a bubble? So, like, they're just like a hamster wheel. They're just kind of going around everywhere in this bubble.
Well, there's just
they're
a
picking
lot of stuff
and choosing.
Yeah.
You know, you're picking and choosing. Some people are more susceptible to germs. Some people have a lot of kids who keep getting sick and picking things up. If you're
that's
going,
because they're using all the
antibacterial
soap.
That's because they never ate dirt.
That's because they're using the antibacterial soap and the kids never build up
a water park hotel and you have a lot of kids and so you're staying
well,
there for a couple days and you put
okay,
your
now here's
remote
the thing.
In
you're
a Ziploc bag.
You're taking your kids to a water park hotel and you're worried about the hotel.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't think nobody peed in the pool. You don't think that everything there is contaminated and you're in a moist environment which only lets the bacteria grow further.
According to this article, the average swimming pool has 22 pounds of what in it?
Chlorine.
No.
Salt.
I
put salt in my
a
pool.
A water park full of kids can have 22 pounds of what floating in it?
Pee-pee?
Candy bars.
Poop.
Candy bars.
Youngsters can carry as much as 10 grams of poop.
You know what I've determined? I've made a very important notice something. I'm wrong. You are not obsessed with pornography. You're obsessed with...
Youngsters can carry, think about it, as much as 10 grams of poop on their rear ends. They don't wash it off before they jump in. And what happens? It just gets rinsed off.
Great. Now every public pool in America is now going to be empty, thanks to you.
Chlorine doesn't...
And Labor Day weekend.
On Labor Day weekend.
Gyms... the free weights and elliptical have the most germs on the
I've
free
heard
weights
that
and elliptical.
See, that's why I don't exercise. It's dangerous.
Soap dispensers. playgrounds, which is the same.
That's why I'm so healthy, because I don't touch any exercise
And this has
equipment.
To do with home improvement how?
All same right. way car talk
Give
does.
Us a call on Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611.
It's only two
you
left.
To win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe.
Talk into Check the out. Microphone.
This is
you
Mighty
like that, Randall?
House. Mighty
Better.
House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, Rich.
All right. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gap Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees of unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 contractors put their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on classroom and on-the-job training. The difference between a union and non-union contractor is the fact that a union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor invests in his employees' training, family health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor, choose union labor and be part of the solution. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, our Twitter handle at Mighty House. Ian. Barn Road, this is Accurate Remodeling, 847-973-2860. That's
it,
how
man.
You can call him.
That's the office.
That's awesome. So that's it, 847-973-2860 to reach Ian at Accurate Remodeling. It's
okay.
A beautiful thing.
So just a couple more things for your stick, your stick thing.
We're back out of this,
the
huh?
ATM. I have to get through it.
Oh.
Use your, for ATM machines.
Yeah. No cash. Don't worry about the cash coming
one?
Out.
Okay. Shopping carts.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so ready. No shopping, no eating, no cash, no
so
fouls.
So the shopping carts.
I'll be dead in 2 weeks just from being starved to death and dehydrated.
People put raw meat in their shopping cart, and then you're putting your food, but
raw
I never.
Raw meat? Who's putting raw meat in a shopping cart?
Everybody who's shopping at a grocery store.
I'm pretty sure the meat's in a package.
I mean, it's not like I'm just throwing a 20-ounce porterhouse into the friggin' cart.
Okay, you put in a package. Did you ever pick up a package that has, like, that saran wrap on there, and there's bloody juices in there that
That's
seep
the best
out?
Part.
Yeah, well, it gets onto your shopping cart. And you know what else, which I never thought of, but the article said you put babies in the front seat.
Yeah.
And then later on you go and you put your handbag there or your raw meat or your fruits and vegetables on that little seat.
All I know is that we didn't worry about any of this stuff when I was a kid. And I can tell you that I did not it seems like every friend I have, their kids have asthma, this allergy, peanut allergy, this problem, that. Nobody had a problem when I was a kid in grade school. Nobody.
Nope.
They weren't allergic to anything. I don't remember any of that stuff. Maybe we had one kid in the whole school that had asthma or something. That was it.
And the last thing I'm going to tell you, which I just found out, and then you could go on your
rant.
Okay. Inside Edition. They recently...
Well, that's such a reputable news source. Let's hear it.
Checked people into New York City hotels, and they were decent ones, like the Resident Inn by Marriott.
Yeah.
And on consecutive nights under different names, but the same room. So Ian's going into the same hotel room number 666 for two nights in a row. But
yeah, I like how you picked that number.
Going into different things.
Right.
And they stenciled on the sheets, "I slept here," on the sheets with invisible fluorescent paint. They went back the next night with a black light.
And it was still there.
3 out of 9 hotels don't change their sheets.
Yeah, I believe it.
They don't change the sheets.
Hey, can I totally diverge off to something we talked about earlier that I just thought about?
Home improvement, yes.
Well, kind of. You know, somebody had called about the trees and, you know, we were talking about that.
Right.
And it just occurred to me something because I'm on a, not a large piece, a couple acres, but we had a lot of tree work done over the last few years. And a big difference that I saw with the contract, we used a few different contractors, insured, checked, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it, it's not always in the scope of work, how they spell it out, but it's very important. How are they going to take the tree down? How many segments? Because some guys will get it down to a certain height and drop it, and that causes a lot of lawn damage, whereas other guys will boom it down in sections very carefully. So after the first one, we learned we were willing to pay more money to not have our lawn trashed. Because they'll drop that sucker, you know what I mean? So if we finally learned the hard way after spending money on lawn care and having the grass look good. It's like, hey, can you guys take this down in smaller sections so you're not dropping 6,000 pounds of lumber onto my lawn from 60 feet?
Right.
Yeah. Never thought about that.
That's a good point. No, I forgot about that, but that's a good point. You know, it's funny, the thing about doing a radio show is somebody will call in sometimes with a question like that, and something like that will pop into your head when you're driving home. Going, oh, I wish I'd have told the guy this.
Yeah, right.
And that happens all the time.
It's just something
you actually remembered it.
If
you remembered it before the show ended. But
if you like your lawn, you might want to consider that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So where is our friend Ron Cowgill? I don't even know why I'm here.
He's, really? I believe he's in Ohio.
Yes, he's at a wedding.
I was just sent an email with certain instructions, implicit instructions that I was to follow.
What implicit instructions were you given?
Well, I was given an address and that I was going to be on a radio show starting at 7 a.m.
Oh.
And that Greg Mitchell would be our guest and that Robbie, that you and Robbie would be here. That's all I knew.
Thank goodness we were here.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
What would we do without the list of, you know,
things?
Fecal matter places to pick that up or
I don't know.
To say.
I know.
I live in fear now.
No. I wouldn't fear it. I embrace it.
Embrace
I like
it.
The challenge because, yes, every night when I go to bed, I know I survived another day full of germs and morons.
Every day is war.
Guns and,
every day is
sunshine, cancers. You know, just every night I go to bed, I put my head down and I just feel at peace that I made it through another day.
Well, see, all the more reason to make sure your house is safe so you can have peace of mind, you know, whether it's to fix the leaking faucet or do the smoke detectors or whatever it is, you know, to try to keep up with. And I tell my clients this all the time. Like, they always think that their house is a piece of junk. You know what I'm talking about? They go, this house is just nothing but problems. They said, listen, my house is the same piece of junk yours is. They all just, if houses didn't fall apart and need constant maintenance, I would have been out of business 30 years ago, but I'm not.
We'd all be in college.
Right. I said, that's just the way they are. I mean,
and it's funny too, because a lot of people think, well, if I could, I would build a new house, and then I would not have these problems.
Yeah,
and
right. Like, good luck.
No, you do. You have everything that's just now getting broken in. You're still going to have to go through the maintenance on everything. By the way, if you can afford the house, you're looking at another $40,000 for window treatments, or you know what I mean, whatever.
Well, you bring up something really interesting with that new house thing. Take new house versus new car versus used car, old house, right? You know what the difference between those two things are? The only difference is you can blow the maintenance off longer. If you had a car with 100,000 miles, you can't blow the maintenance off anymore. Okay? The brand new car, you can blow it off and get away with it, but just understand that at 100,000 miles, it probably ain't going to look too good. So all you're doing is deferring the inevitable.
Right.
So if you buy a new house and you want to treat it that way, even though I don't think it's maybe that's morally objectionable to sell it to the next person, but you should be taking care of it. And if you're going to do, if you're going to roll that way, then sell it after about 6 years, because that's when you need to really stay on top of stuff.
Oh, I know. I always kind of laugh because it's a set, but people, they don't do the maintenance. But if you try, if you did all the maintenance
expensive.
Supposed to around your house, you'd never have any spare time.
Yeah, it's expensive, yeah. and I get
it
that.
Is.
So, but again, it's like buying that car. People say, I can make the payment, right, and afford it, but can I do both of them?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Can I maintain it? Get a house that you can maintain.
That's all right. Well,
what a way to end the show.
We are
get a house you can maintain.
That's right. Podcast, previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Mighty House, or I'm sorry, HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show available at mightyhouse.net and Mighty House YouTube channel. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. So if you have any questions, send us an email, rich@mightyhouse.net or ron@mightyhouse.net, but send them to me. Ron's getting tired. Sign up for the newsletter at mightyhouse.net on the contacts page. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement. Look for our show sponsors at mightyhouse.net. Click on Mighty House team page. Next week, we'll be talking with fish hooks and question marks, apparently. And also, I have another Mighty House tip of the week, clutter and clarity. And in between, we'll be taking your calls. Thanks to Greg Mitchell from crawlspaces.com and everybody for stopping by, spending a little time. For Ian Snook.
Had a great
Robbie
time,
Earhart,
guys.
I'm Rich Cowgill. Keep it square and level. Until next time.
Saturday.
Oh, that's how it works. Guys, I had a blast. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production. Mighty House.